What'd you do with the plants?
Well, when the cold weather killed them down, we'd cut them with a stalk cutter.
Uh-huh.
Grind them up like, chop them up in little pieces.
And then you put that back fertilizer?
You plow that in with a turning plow.
You used to rotate your fields, didn't you?
Yeah, we'd plant cotton, and then I'd plant corn, and then cotton, and then peanuts. And then just rotate the crops around. Didn't plant them, not all the time, in the same field.
What'd you call the grass that grew up in the field that got in the way of your crops?
That was crabgrass, mostly.
Cotton and corn grow in what would you call where you grew your cotton and corn?
That would be a cotton patch.
Where would you
corn field?
Corn field and cotton patch. Where would you grow your tobacco?
Well, they'd have a little patch for it, tobacco patch.
What things would you say were grown in a patch then?
A potato patch.
What else?
Cane patch. And a tobacco patch. That's what they call them, where they grew.
What'd you grow in the field?
Corn, cotton, peanut field.
What kinds of fences do you have around the yards and gardens?
A wire fence, woven wire. You had long years ago had a rail fence, split rails.
Oh. How'd you go about making one of those?
Well, they'd have to split them out of the trees and then build a fence zigzag at each end of the rail, 10-foot rails, lap over one another. I've built a little bit of rail fence in my day. But they're a thing of the past now.
It's a lot easier to put up barbed wire?
Heat quicker. And you could get it done quicker, putting up barbed wire, but that was just for cows. You'd have to put up field fence for hogs. And most time would have a strand of barbed wire on top of that.
Hogs like to get out.
Well, the barbed wire on top was to keep the cows in.
Oh. What'd you put the barbed wire around?
Around the pasture.
But I mean, you had to attach it to something.
Well, staple it to the post. Had fence posts about every 10 or 12 feet apart to build a good fence. And then staple that wire to them.
What would you call a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock that you might have gotten out of your field?
That's a stone fence, I reckon you'd call it.
Yeah. Do you ever see houses that had little fences around the front yard? What
yeah.
might they be called?
We used to have one around our old house. Paling fence.
Paling fence. Where did that name come from? Do you know?
I don't know. It's about 4 foot long boards, and they'd be pointed at the top end of them. They were, you'd space them about 1 or 2 inches apart. They mostly made them out of 1x4s, with that point at the top. And they call that paling fences.